Pip and Chuck were making a dirt cake when they heard Dad call.
Pip, Chuck, come in for room time.
But it's a cake for Turtle's birthday.
Dirty cake.
It looks delicious. You can come back and finish after lunch.
Pip and Chuck slowly walked to their room.
You can play or read books until lunchtime. But you need to stay in your room until the alarm beeps, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
The door closed, just like it did every day during...
Room time, I don't want to sleep. Room time, waiting for the beep. Pip and Chuck will fly and crawl and leap. Room time.
What do you want to do, Chuck?
Read book.
Okay.
Pip went to the bookshelf and pulled out a book about boats.
There's a sailboat.
Tugboat.
Yep. Fishing boat.
Pip turned the page to see more boats, but when she flipped to the next page, she felt a splash of water.
Ah!
Water, water, boat!
Pip and Chuck looked at the book, and the water was splashing everywhere, right out of the book. And the boat was moving. They leaned closer and closer until they felt themselves being sucked into the book. It felt like going down a really long, fast slide, and then their feet landed with a thump.
Oh, Ferdinand, what are those?
Pip and Chuck looked around to see who was talking.
Alligators.
Excuse me?
He said you are alligators.
My dear child, we are not alligators. We are navigators.
Pip stared at the two large green lizards with their big mouths and sharp teeth and thought that they looked very much like alligators.
Navigators?
Oh yes, surely you have heard of us. Navigators? Expeditious explorers? Marguerite and Ferdinand?
No, I don't even know where we are.
Aha! You are lost!
Yes, we need to find our home.
Lovely, lovely! We adore finding things. Ferdy, the map!
Yes, 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 the map, the map, the map!
And I shall get the compass.
Pumice?
The compass!
Here we go! Now! Just look at this map and point to where your home is.
The map was all blue with a few little green dots.
What are these dots?
Islands.
And we have explored them all.
What is this blue part?
Oh, you don't know? The blue part is the ocean, the water, the sea.
But it's all ocean and islands.
Of course it is. What else would it be?
Our room isn't on an island.
Room? Is that where you are from? What is it like in room?
It has a door and a rug and toys and books.
Twain.
And a train.
Wonderful! We will sail to the islands of mermaids and ask them if they know of room.
Mermaids?
Marguerite, which way are we headed?
East!
Eastward! Tally-ho!
Marguerite let Chuck turn the great wood wheel. Ferdinand showed Pip how to move the white sails so the wind would push the boat faster. Then Chuck saw something on the water.
A boat!
Let me see.
Marguerite lifted the telescope to her eye and gasped.
Pirates!
Pirates!
How delightful.
Pirates scary.
Scary? Nonsense. Perhaps they will perform a play.
Or a ballet.
Pirates do ballet?
They are very talented. Here we are.
Yo.
The pirate ship pulled up right next to the navigator ship, and Pip could see the black pirate flag on the mast. The pirates grinned at them, and then the captain pulled off his hat and took a bow.
Prepare to be boarded, but never bored.
I've seen me share of unusual boats.
Aye, aye, aye.
A teeny one that crossed a moat.
Aye, aye, aye.
A magic schooner without sails.
Aye, aye, aye.
A dragon ship with wings and scales.
Aye, aye, aye.
Fancy ships are good and great,
but nothing like your favorite mate.
Only one way to take a trip.
The greatest boat is friendship.
Friendship, friendship, on the open sea. Doesn't matter what I'm on, if you are with me. Sails rip, sides leak, and oars will break. But if you're on the friendship, it's never a mistake. Oh, if you're on the friendship, it's never a mistake. Friendship.
Good show.
Oh, and Captain, have you heard of a place called Room?
I have not. Yo. Sorry, Lassie.
The pirates took a last bow and the ship sailed away.
That was wonderful. Yo. And look, Ferdy, we are at Mermaid Isle.
Capital!
Pip looked over the rail of the ship and saw something purple under the water. It popped out of the water and Pip saw it was hair. Purple hair.
A mermaid!
More! More!
Chuck was right. A whole group of mermaids with different colored hair were staring at them.
Hello there. We were wondering if we could ask you about a place called Room. Ever heard of it?
Rome, did you say? Sorry, never heard of it.
No one knows how to get there. My dad is going to be sad if we aren't back soon.
Chin up, we'll keep trying.
Dada.
I'm sorry we can't help, but you are here just in time for the beading festival. Please join us.
Yes, yes, I've always wanted to see it.
Beading festival? Come down.
Pip and Chuck and the navigators climbed down a ladder to a little boat so they could be right next to the mermaids. One mermaid brought a green basket out of the water and put it on their boat. It was full of white, shiny balls.
Their pearls are famous. They only bead with them once a year. What luck!
Pip, Chuck, and the navigators watched as the mermaid showed them how to put the pearls onto rainbow strings. Soon they each had a long necklace of shiny pearls.
Thank you for letting us join you. Such a treat. Come now, Pip and Chuck. We need to keep searching.
Pip and Chuck said thank you and waved goodbye to the mermaids. Once they were back on the boat, Chuck looked up at Ferdinand.
Hungry.
Me? Too, little man. Time for a snack.
Ferdinand put one of the white pearl beads between his sharp teeth and crunched down.
We eat beads?
Oh, yes. What else would you do with them? The mermaids grow them and harvest them once a year for the beading festival. They are best fresh, you know.
Pip picked up a bead and licked it. It tasted sweet and a little salty. She took a bite.
It's good, Chuck.
Chuck had already eaten three of his pearls.
It tastes like,
the ocean.
The wind.
Cookie.
It tastes like all of those things, and also, it tastes very blue.
Pip and Chuck and the navigators munched on their pearl necklaces until they were full.
Now let's see, who else can we ask about Room?
The great porpoise, perhaps?
Yes, it will take about 3 days to sail there.
We can't wait 3 days. We need to get home now.
Well, I'm afraid that's the closest we can... Whoa, Marguerite, we forgot about the dowsing rod.
But of course, I'll get it at once.
The dowsing rod is used to find land. It tugs you in the direction so you know where to sail. Maybe it will point us toward Rome.
Marguerite came back with a metal stick and handed it to Chuck.
What's he supposed to do with it?
Just move it around, Chuck, and see if you feel it pulling you.
Chuck started waving the wand around, and nothing happened, until he started to wave it above his head. Suddenly, the rod started pulling Chuck up off the ship.
Chuck, wait for me!
Pip grabbed Chuck's waist and held on as the dowsing rod floated up and up.
That did the trick.
Farewell, friends. Visit again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now.
The rod started to fly quicker, and the world of water turned into a blue blur. And then Pip and Chuck were back in their room with the boat book.
Hey, Pip. Hey, Chuck. Room time's over.
Ta-da!
Hey, buddy. Did you have fun?
Alligator!
Navigators, Chuck. We met navigators, Dad, in a world of islands and mermaids.
Awesome. Come tell me all about it at lunch.
Chuck and Dad ran out of the room to go eat. Pip looked down at the book about boats and licked her lips. They tasted a little salty.
Written by Bethany Fort.
Aye, aye, aye.
Edited by Ben Fort.
Aye, aye, aye.
Voices by Ben and Bethany Fort.
Aye, aye, aye.
Songs by Ben Fort.
Aye, aye, aye.
Sorry that this took a bit.
We're busy raising Chuck and Pip.
But being slow is not a crime.
Be thankful you have room time.
Room time, room time, I don't want to sleep. Room time, waiting for the beep. Pip and Chuck will fly and crawl and leap. Room time, I don't want to sleep. Oh, room time,